you are to distinguish between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean. Leviticus 10:10. Now we're going to work on saying it in Hebrew. The first word is a little bit long, so I'm going to break it down. Quickly it said, Ulahavdil. But slowly, Ulahavdil. Please say after me, Ulahavdil. This time, let's put it all together. Ulahavdil. And the next word is bain. Bain. Hakodesh. Hakodesh. Uvain. Uvain. Hachol. Hachol. That phrase means you are to distinguish between the holy and the common. Okay, this time, as we say it, I'll break it down, and you can repeat each section of words after I do say them. Ulahavdil. Bein HaKodesh. Uvein HaChol. Good. Okay, let's say this again. Ulahavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol. Again, that is, you are to distinguish between the holy and the common. Okay, the last part of Leviticus 10:10, we will say now. Uvein. Uvein. Hatame. Hatame. Uvein. Uvein. Hatahor. Hatahor. And that is between the unclean and the clean. So let's say this phrase again. Uvein hatame. Uvein hatahor. And now this time, we're going to say the complete verse. Excuse me. Ulahavdil bein hakodesh. Please repeat. Ulahavdil bein hakodesh. Uvein hachol. Good. Uvein hatame. Uvein hatahor. Again, that is, you are to distinguish between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean. I'll say it one more time. This is a powerful verse, and I encourage you to memorize it and just to meditate on it. Ulahavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol. Uvein hatame uvein hatahor.